We continue the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orachaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Dalet. Nimtza, Shetikin Hayamuna, Hu Bechinas Tikin Pigimas Halavona. So based on what we learned in the previous two paragraphs, we see that Tikin Hayamuna is synonymous with Tikin Pigimas Halavona. Ukeshemalin Umesaknin Hayamuna, and the more we elevate and improve the Hayamuna, Tzrichin Koyach Hamogine Eretz, Lalois Mibachinas Hechtim Besori, the Bachinas Choisim Nigdusha. We need the assistance of the Mogine Eretz, the protectors of the world. We mentioned this earlier when Rav Nosson Zal was quoting from Likutei Moran. We need the assistance of the Mogine Eretz to elevate things from Hechtim Besori, from defective flesh, to Choisim Nigdusha, to the seal of holiness, the Bris Mila, which is called Choisim Nigdusha. Kedei lehinotzel mimikro laila, in order that we should be saved from having chas v'shalom the wrong type of emission, accidental emission at night, mechaloi mal yidei shed chas v'shalom, and to also be saved from having the wrong types of dreams, dreams that come from the other side. Kemoi shekos v'shalom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Hei in Likutei Moran, which this whole halacha is based on. V'gam zehu bechinas tikin pegima salavonam, and this whole, all of this stuff that we just said is also part of correcting the defect of the moon. Ki ikar pegam habris bechinas mikra nimshach mebechinas pegimas halavona. Because we know that this whole problem called pegam habris, all types of wrongdoings in the area of the bris kodesh and what's involved with the bris, the covenant, is all stems from the defectiveness of the moon. Bechinas Yehi ma'oirois choser dolil shemishom ikar pegam hamikra kiyadua. There's a pasuk in Chumash in the beginning of creation where Hashem said, Yehi ma'oirois berekia shamayim. Let there be lights, lanterns in the sky. Who are the lanterns? The sun and the moon. The word ma'oirois is usually spelled mem aleph vav Reish Vav Tov, Mole. If you look in the Sefer Torah, the Vav is missing there. It's spelled Mem Aleph Reish Tov, which could also be the word Me'oras, which means a curse. In Hebrew, that word means curse. Yehi Me'oras Berekia. Let there be a curse in the heaven. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, this word Me'oros, which means light, curse, this refers to the defectiveness of the moon, the curse in the light. In other words, the fact that the light is defective, the light of the moon is incomplete as we have it today. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, this refers to that klipa that's called Lil, Lamed Yud Tuf, that angel, L-I-L-I-T-H, which is the angel, number one, it's the word, comes from the word Laila, night, darkness, again, deficiency of light, and that angel is the angel that's appointed over Pegam HaBris. When a person, Chas V'Shalom, when a Jew fails or falls in Pegam HaBris, usually this angel has a part in it. This angel called Lil, Lamed Yudon. So Rav Nosson Zal says that Iker Pegam HaBris, Mikra, comes from Pegimas HaLavona, because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that Pegam HaBris is associated with this pasuk, Yehi Me'oirois Berekia, and the word Me'oirois is spelled without the Vav, which means a curse. That curse is this curse of Pegam HaBris, which corresponds to the defectiveness of the moon. Shemishom Iker Pegam HaMikra Kiyadua. These Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that that's the source of what causes this pigam chas v'shalom. That's why Rabbeinu Zal tells us that Tehillim is the tikkun for pigam habris, for this mikra, because the word Tehillim, Tof Hei Lamed Yud Mem, is bigimatria, the name of this angel, Lamed Yud Tof, with the five letters, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran. Paragraph Hei. Aval yesh gam lahamachol im chelik b'chaloyim. We mentioned earlier that Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran that the food that a person eats also plays an important role in contributing to the type of dream that the person is going to have. K'may shekosov shom, as Rabbein Ezal explains over there in Likut Imran, Ein shom, look over there. V'lozeh tzrichin chizu kamala chalidei simcha. And Rabbein Ezal explained over there that the way that you're zeichet to tikkun hama'acholim, the way that you're zeichet to perfect the foods is by strengthening the angel, because the word meichel means food, the word malach, angel, is the exact same letters. Rabbein Ezal says there that these two are connected. The food that a person eats is related to the dream that comes from the malach, from the angel. Or it comes from the other kind of angel, the wrong kind of angel. And Rabbein Ezal says there, if you want the right kind of dreams, you have to strengthen that angel. How? Through simcha. Rabbein Ezal explains this over there. V'zeh b'chinas kedushas Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rabbein Ezal explains there, this is the significance of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is a time of great joy. That's when they put up the Mishkan in the desert. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Hei and Likut Imran, at the end, towards the end, where Rabbein Ezal expounds on all of this. V'zeh gam kein b'chinas tikkun pegimus halavona. Rabbein Ezal says this is also tied in. He had mentioned earlier that every single tikkun that's mentioned in that chapter in Likut Imran is tied into the tikkun pegimus halavona. And he's going one by one showing us the correspondence. Now Rabbein Ezal says this is also tied into tikkun pegimus halavona. Shetihye ko'er hachama, that the light of the moon should be like the light of the sun. Ki ikar hamacholim gedeilim al yidei chamu levona. Because we know that the majority of our food grows and is developed through the sun and the moon. K'may shekosov, as it says in a pasuk in Vezoy Sabrocha, Umimeged tvois shemesh, umimeged geresh yirachim. Referring to the food, the grains, the crops that are influenced by the shemesh and the yirachim, the yareach. V'alkein ikar tikkun hamacholim hu b'nisan. And this is why Nisan is one of the most important months for the completion of all of our food, all of our grains, all of our produce. She'oz huzman simchosam, because that's a time when these malochim get tremendous simcha. K'may shekosov shom, as Rabbein Ezal explains over there in Likut Imran, Ki Nisan hu roish chadoshim, because Nisan is the leader, the top of all the months, the first of all the months. Hainu b'chinas kedushas Rosh Chodesh, she'oz ikar tikkun pegimus halavona, because Nisan represents the holiness of Rosh Chodesh, which is the main tikkun. That's when we're misaking the pegam of the moon. We mentioned Nisan is roish chadoshim. Nisan is the first of all months. So again, being the first of all months is in Hebrew you would say Rosh Chodeshim, which means Rosh Chodesh. And in fact, there is a Sefer Bnei Yisrael where he writes that every single day of Nisan is like a Rosh Chodesh. We don't say Tachnun throughout the whole month of Nisan, and he says that every single day of the month of Nisan has the holiness of a Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, that Rosh Chodesh, we said, is the main time that the moon is being fixed up. Ve'ikar kedushas Rosh Chodesh nimshach b'Nisan, shnikra Rosh Chodeshim. The main holiness of Rosh Chodesh comes from the month of Nisan, which is called Rosh Chodeshim. She'oz nitztavo al kiddush ha'chodesh. That's when Hashem instructed the Jews about the mitzvah of kiddush ha'chodesh, the mitzvah of sanctifying the moon, the new moon. K'may shekosov, ha'chodesh hazeh lochem, roish chodoshim, this month will be for you the chief of all the months. Again, it'll be Rosh Chodesh for you. V'zeh b'chinas mitzvah sudas Rosh Chodesh. Now we could also understand the importance of having a special meal on Rosh Chodesh. Ki Rosh Chodesh uzman simcha k'may b'yantif. Rosh Chodesh is a time of joy just like the holidays. K'may shekosov, as the pasuk says in Novi, uveyoyim simchaschem. On the day of your rejoicing, uba moyadechem, and on your holidays, uba rosh chodeshim, and on your Rosh Chodeshes. Ukamoy shemrim gamken, and as we say on Rosh Chodesh, when we say Hallel, ze hayoim oso Hashem nogila v'nismachavoy. This day of Rosh Chodesh, Hashem has made as a day of simcha. Ki oz tzrichim b'yoyser simcha b'shvil chizuk hamalach. Because on Rosh Chodesh, when we're involved in tikkun pegima salavona, and we said one of the important parts of that is the chizuk hamalach, strengthening the angel, and the angel is strengthened through simcha, so Rosh Chodesh is an important time for simcha. V'oz u'achila b'kedusha. And when a person has the right simcha, then their eating is proper. We know that one of the most dangerous things is to eat when a person's depressed, when a person's down, then the food can have harmful effects on the body. The pasuk says, "Leich echol besimcha lachmecha." Go eat your bread with joy. That's what gives nourishment and health to the person. Va'oz ho achila b'kedusha, and that's why. And on Rosh Chodesh, the achila is b'kedusha. Tikkun ha'macholim. Exactly. Val kein chayovim besudos. That's why there's a chiyuv suda on Rosh Chodesh. Ki zeu b'chinas tikkun lehinotzel mimikra al yedei ha'macholim chas v'shalom. Because that's what brings about the tikkun to be saved from mikra chas v'shalom, from those wrong kinds of emissions which come through food chas v'shalom. Shekol zeu b'chinas kedushas Rosh Chodesh. This is all the concept of the holiness of Rosh Chodesh. B'chinas tikkun alavana. Rosh Chodesh is a time that the moon gets its tikkun, it's reborn. V'alkein. Kishaloi bo David el shulchan amelech besudas Rosh Chodesh. And this is why we have the famous story that when King David was supposed to be present at a meal, a sudas Rosh Chodesh, that Shaul HaMelech made, and he was absent, Omar Shaul, Shaul HaMelech said, Mikrehu, Bilti Toherhu. It's a coincidence. Maybe he's not pure. Maybe that's why he didn't come to the suda. And look what he used these words. Mikre, Bilti Toher. Ki HaMikre Hu Hefech Sudas Rosh Chodesh Kanal. Because this impure type of emission is the opposite of Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Nimtza shegam tikun hamikra b'shtei b'chinas anal hu gam kein b'chinas tikun alavona. So therefore, the correction of this mikra through ma'achol and malach is also the concept of tikun halavona, is also the concept of fixing up the moon.